Over the next few weeks for the month of August, we're going to be looking at prayer. And so this morning, our scripture comes from James 5:16 and also Colossians 4:2. James 5:16 says, "For this reason, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful in what it can achieve." And Colossians 4:2 says, "Keep on praying. Guard your prayers with thanksgiving." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Over the years, prayer has been investigated by an interesting group of people, scientists. You wouldn't think that scientists by nature would be interested in prayer because science is very fact-driven and prayer is something that is very hard to put facts around, but yet science has been interested in the power of prayer. In 1952, at the end of Albert Einstein's life, he said that that was one of the things that still needed to be researched, the idea of how prayer works. In 2002, Duke Medical Center did a study and found that patients were less likely to have severe complications during congestive heart failure if they were people of prayer. There was a study of AIDS patients at Pacific College of Medicine in San Francisco that said people of prayer were less likely to die or be admitted into the hospital if they prayed. A comprehensive look at lots of studies on prayer, 125 of them, came to the conclusion that 85 of 125 studies around prayer concluded that prayer was successful and powerful. And in fact, people who attended church regularly lived longer. Good news! Another great reason to come to Forest Hill. Prayer is important in our life, and it is powerful. There is a researcher who spent much of his life dedicated to understanding prayer. His name is Tom Noe, and he began being an atheist and just interested in this idea, and as he began to study it, he became a believer in prayer and is now a Christian. His life was transformed. Science has not been able to explain the results of prayer, but even science is coming to understand that this thing that we call prayer is effective and it is powerful. For Christians, we've known this a long time. Prayer may be good for us in tangible ways that we can tell through science, but we have known that prayer is important to who we are as people of faith. And it is something that we all need to be actively engaged in. Prayer, at the very basic level, is communication with God. It is us opening ourselves to God. It is us expressing our desires and listening to the movement of the Holy Spirit. It is communication because at its best, it is both ways. It is not just us talking to God or God talking to us, but a conversation. Communication. Jesus talked a lot about prayer in the book of Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, and he said many times, particularly in verse 6-7, when you pray. Do you get that? Jesus said, when you pray, not if you pray. Prayer is an expectation of the Christian life. As followers of Christ, we are expected to be people in prayer. Jesus knew that to have a happy and whole life, we needed to be in communication with God. So I wanted us to think about prayer over the next few weeks. I want us to think about why we pray, how we pray for ourselves, how we pray for others, and how we listen to God in prayer. So I want us to think about what happens when we pray this morning. First off, something really basic happens when we pray. We confess that God exists. We profess existence in God. We would not pray if we didn't believe there was a God, Right? So at the very basic level, opening up prayer is an act of faith. In my lifetime, I have experienced a few times in life where prayer became central to what was happening in the world. One of those times was 9/11. I don't know if you were in a prayer service on September the 11th, but I was. And there were many people flooding into churches because they were distraught and they were heartbroken and they did not know which way to turn. And so a mass kind of mentality went through our country that we need to band together and pray. I believe that happened because there was something welling up with inside of each of us, a desire to express something to God, a desire to hear what God was doing in the world. And it is important to recognize that. I think that that desire wells up in each one of us, that there are times in our life that we need to express something to God. We need to say, Lord, this is what I have going on in my life, in my heart, and I am bringing it to you. It is basic communication with God. In Matthew 6:5, it says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to stand in the synagogues and on the street corners so that people will see them, but I assure you that's the only reward they will get. Jesus is saying, when that desire wells up inside of you, when you have something to say to God, just lay it out there. It doesn't have to be eloquent or beautiful or for the masses. This gift of prayer is for you to express in any way that you want to, in any way that you can. We don't have to get mixed up in the words of prayer, but that it needs to be sincere. Prayer reconnects us to God. It is easy in life to get disconnected from people. It's also easy to get disconnected from God. But it's prayer that holds us in connection. If prayer is our basic communication with how we communicate with God, then that needs to be something that is a focus point of our life if we are going to stay connected. This happens in our life with our relationships. We'll be really close to somebody and we'll talk to them for a long time and then kind of all of a sudden we've drifted apart from them or we haven't spoken to them in some time and we feel disconnected. In my life, my mother loves to talk to me and would love to talk to me every day. And yet she knows that I am busy and I get caught up in my life. So if I don't call her in about 3 or 4 days, she's gonna call me. Hey Mandy, how are you? Just wanna check in on you. She wants to stay connected to me. In the same way, prayer does that in our relationship with God. When we want to be connected, when we desire to be connected, we pray to God. And that prayer connects our life to God. In Matthew 5:6, it says, but when you pray, go to your room and shut the door and pray to your heavenly Father who is present in that secret place. And your Father who sees what you do in secret will reward you. Prayer is our opportunity to take a pause from our life and reconnect to God. And we need to many times pull away from the world so that we can concentrate on that prayer time. Prayer truly reconnects us with God. Prayer not only reconnects us and allows us to profess that God exists, but prayer helps us admit our dependence on God. Prayer is an act of our dependence. It is the way that we say we need God in our life. It shows that we are open and available. I've had people say to me, why do I need to pray to God? God knows me fully and completely, and God knows what's going on. Why do I need to talk about it with God? Well, the answer is because God allows us to bring things to God. So in our prayer, we are bringing all of who we are, and we are laying it down before God. We are giving voice to where we are, and we are saying, God, I acknowledge where I am, and I am laying this down in front of you because I can't do it alone. It's not just that God knows what's happening, but it's our act of laying our desires, our thoughts down at the throne of God and knowing that there is power in that. It is acknowledging that God can do something that we cannot do on our own. We don't pray for God's sake. We pray for our sake. God does not force us to bring things to Him. Yes, He knows everything, but He allows us to be in that relationship, to lay those things down, and to express our dependence on Him. And then, the ultimate goal of prayer is that we will be able to bend our will to the will of God. When we pray in the Lord's Prayer, we say, Lord, make your will our will. In the scripture in Matthew 9, it says, pray like this, and this is Jesus talking. Our Father who is in heaven, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring your kingdom here so that your will is done as it is done in heaven. Your will be done. That is taking all of our desires, laying them in front of God and saying, okay, God, now I'm going to let you make me and mold me into what you need me to be. It is not saying, Lord, this is the list of people that I'm supposed to be praying for, and I'm going to check this box off, and then I'm going to turn off my light, and I'm going to go to bed. I kind of wish it was like that. That would be easier, right? Or it's not saying, God, this is what I want, this is my wish, so I just want you to make it happen. It's saying, Lord, this is where I am at in this moment, and it might not be the right place. And if what I'm asking for isn't really the right place, then I'm going to need you to do some work in me. And I'm going to need you to bring me to where you are. You see the difference there? The difference is not saying, Lord, I'm going to need you to fulfill my every desire. But the difference is, this is where I am, and I'm going to need you to take me where you are. It is a place of vulnerability. It is a place of acknowledging that we might not be in the right place, and we're not just submitting a wish list, but we are truly working through in a relationship with God the things that we hold in our heart as desires or as struggles or as even thanksgivings. The ultimate reason that we pray is that we are yielding our will to the will of God. I truly believe that prayer is important. I think it is something that many times can be swept under the rug. I think it's something sometimes we talk a lot about, but we don't really live out in action. I think that when life gets busy, it's one of those things that can fall off the radar, but it is truly important. And so I want us as a church family to think deeply about prayer. I want us over the next month to look at our prayer life and to be honest about where we are and where we need to be. I want you to think about consciously, how much are you praying, and are you truly expressing the desires of your heart to God? And even more than that, are you willing to allow God's will to be your will and to actively be a part of that communication process with God? I want us over the next few weeks to look at how we need to pray for ourselves and how we can be better prayers for others, and ultimately how we can listen to God. I invite you to be part of this. I invite you not to just sit on the pew and hear sermons about what prayer looks like, but to fully engage, to think deeply about your prayer life, because I believe prayer changes us and transforms us, not just as individuals, but as a faith community. I am so excited about this because I want to be a better prayer. I want us to pray better together because I truly believe it is a connection that we need to God. I hope that this is something that you too will be excited about. And so in this week, this is your assignment. I want you to think specifically about how you pray, about how often you pray, about if you're really engaging with God. If it's just more than a list of your desires, but if you're allowing God's will to become your will. And I want you to think about that in this week. And I want you to struggle with it and wrestle with it so that when we meet again next week, we will be ready to think about what it looks like to pray for ourselves. Prayer is an incredible gift, and a gift that so many times is overlooked, but it is truly a transformative gift in which we connect with God. Let us pray together. Lord, you open up channels and resources for us that many times we don't use to its full extent. And so, Lord, I pray that you will create in us a passion to open our hearts to you, to truly bend our will to your will, and to be people who are able to hear the still small voice that you speak to us each day. All this we pray and ask in your name. Amen.